Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of extension of memorandum of understanding between the City of Carlsbad, Eddy County Commission, and Carlsbad Municipal Schools for the provision of school resource officers in the Carlsbad Municipal Schools for the remainder of the 2019-2020 school year. Will you give us a brief overview of why we're having this meeting and the purpose?
Yeah. Mayor, members of the council, we're here today to discuss extension of an MOU with Carlsbad Schools and Eddy County. This was an original agreement that was put in place in 2016. It expired in 2017. We have still been meeting the provisions of that agreement. Recently, through the help of the police department, we're looking at a grant to help us with additional funding for the SRO program. In order to apply for that grant money, you must have a current MOU with your schools in place to be able to apply. Approving this extension tonight would allow the city to apply for that grant. I believe Chief Kenner can correct me if I'm wrong, we will come before the council at our next meeting to get permission to apply for that grant, but we can't even move forward unless we do that. I will tell you that the Carlsbad schools have agreed to this extension. The Eddy County Commission will hear this extension at their next meeting, which is Tuesday, February 18th, which will put us in there. So all three parties would agree to it pending the outcome of your decision today. So that's what I have at this time, Mayor.
Okay. Chief Skinner?
Mayor and members of the council, I appreciate your time and with the special council meeting. Again, I believe Mr. Lowe has done a pretty excellent job in covering the overview of this. As some of you may know, again, I know we're getting ready to open a couple of schools back up. Next year, we're opening a new school, reopening another one. Again, even though we found the MOU to be expired in 2017, we have diligently held to our standards that was set before that to provide the Carlsbad Police Department would provide two school resource officers while the county has been providing an additional one. With the growth that's going on in Carlsbad and the opening of new schools and the reopening of old schools, we definitely have identified this a need in our long-term five-year plan for the police department as an area that we'd like to address. I'll be the first to say that we don't necessarily believe as a police department that this whole financial burden of this should fall on the city. There are grant opportunities out there. We're seeking them in many different facets of this department. This just happens to be one of them. I definitely apologize for the lateness that this is. There feels like there's a lot of exigency behind this. This was an opportunity not to make excuses that we found out about a little bit late. Again, we kind of had to backtrack a little bit and identify some of the prerequisites for that. Again, as Mr. Lowe covered, we have to have an existing MOU in place to be able to apply. The plan is to bring that grant application before the council. If we can hopefully pull this off in time, we'll be in front of you guys at the next regular council meeting to detail that application. I think the application deadline is March 5th, 2020. It could possibly bring up to $500,000 in additional funding specifically for our school resource officer positions.
Question from the council?
Mayor, I have one. If we were to be awarded the grant, when would you know?
I think we would probably know sometime around at the end of the school year. So going into planning for next fiscal year, I think we would know.
Yes.
Chief Skinner, How is this going to be something that will be reoccurring, you think? Does this grant just go on and on, or is this one time?
Yes, I think it is, and it's, again, as you'll find out with the grants, a lot of it is there's an award of money up front, but then there's things that you have to keep up with, reporting of that. So in that regard, depending on the trends that we were reporting, the statistics that we were reporting, it could be refunded after that, or it could possibly go away because they could determine a greater need somewhere else.
Are there some hoops you have to jump through to get these grants? I mean, you got to do something special. You got to do...
I think absolutely, and I think we find ourselves in a position of, I think, maybe leverage is the wrong word, but in need, in the sense that I think we present a very unique population base, and the amount of schools that we have to only have two school resource officers, I think we are going to be an application. If I had to look at the overall purview of what the grant's requiring for, we're definitely going to, I think, be presented as one of the places of need for this type of grant. So my hope would be, at least if the current grow trend continues, that we would probably continue to get funded.
So do you have to do something special for to get a grant like this?
I don't know that you have to do anything special. I think nationwide it's been identified that school resource officers are a very positive thing, especially with the national trend of some of the mass shooting incidents that we've had. So the fact is, this be kind of become a little bit of a staple of police departments to provide school resource officers. So I guess it's not about getting a program off the ground. It's about, are you addressing your community at the need that it needs to be addressed for the size, the amount of schools that you have and things of that nature? And I think for us, everybody in this room knows that where we're at with the amount of children in our school system, two school resource officers is clearly not enough.
Further questions, Neil?
Are we looking at additional headcount maybe if we get the grant? Is that what your hope is?
What's that again, sir?
Additional headcount if we get the grant money?
Headcount?
Additional headcount maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's part of what we're having to do for this is identify that, again, that headcount. How many people are we offering this service to, right? So I think it's a good time for us to get a grasp on some of that, which we haven't always had an accurate count on some of those things.
Further questions? Thank you, Chief.
It looks like there's going to be how many guys we're going to hire.
No, I don't know, because to me that's going to be a decision that's going to be made hopefully by some of the people in this room. I mean, if with 500, depending on what we get allotted or whatever, we'll have to really take a look at it can only be used to fund those certain things, but to actually we'd have to know the final amount and look down and be fiscally responsible with what we can do. But I can tell you, I mean, not to go on too long, but our two officers are really, they're stationed at the high school. They spread out. They do make rounds around other schools, but we have found that there is a great benefit in having them at the earliest intervention point, being in elementaries. And that's what we're striving for. The concept behind that is to put more people in at Alta Vista and our elementaries to get them engaging with the students at a much younger age. So.
Great. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Mayor, schools are near and dear to my heart, so I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Strada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
You're approved. Number three, adjourn. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, Councilor Waters, do you have a motion?
He just said it, and I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Waltershire.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter. Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.